Welcome, Sister Queens. And we're in Module 3, Arise as High Value. Arise as High Value. And the lesson today is Lesson 3, which is Standing in Your Value. And this whole course is titled Arise in Your Queen. And arising in your queen has a lot to do with standing in your value. And I have a quote here that I would like to read to you from Kavita Ramdas. We need women who are so strong they can be gentle, so educated they can be humble, so fierce they can be compassionate, so passionate they can be rational, and so disciplined that they can be free. Ah, I thought this was an appropriate quote to start our lesson today. So today, what you'll learn is how to value yourself inside and out, how to recognize and own your value, and standing up for you. To arise in your value, you first need to value two things about yourself. And these two things are your insides and your outsides. And I'm going to elaborate. So let's start with number one, valuing your insides. So what do I mean about your insides? At its core, I am talking about you, your being. Literally just you being you. And this is about a shining of your essence. And this is one of the most valuable things that you can bring to a man or to a king. Also, but you see, the valuing of you has to start with you valuing you, okay? You're never going to receive. Remember, the art of receiving is one of the core feminine arts. You'll never receive somebody else's value until you value you first, yep? So in order to value this essence of you, this being of you, it is really about this loving of yourself, taking care of yourself, a being with yourself through the whole spectrum of who you are, from your spirit, your being, to the way you think, the way you feel, the way you behave, the way you speak, all the way through all these expressions of yourself through to a loving of your temple or your body. And I'll get onto that in a second. So this is why we meditate. This is why doing the meditation became an important part of this particular training. Why do we meditate? Essentially, we meditate in order to get in touch with our being, to get in touch with the very essence of ourselves, where you've eliminated the words and the thoughts and the perception of yourself through your upbringing, your society, your conditioning, your being, this shining essence of your being. And we meditate in a way that we go inside and we don't think and we don't plan and we don't visualize, because through a disciplined practice of meditation, disciplined, remember, so disciplined she can be free. We discipline ourselves in a meditation practice in order that we know ourselves. As in the superscription on top of the Delphic oracle in Delphi, which says, know thyself and thou shalt know the universe and all the gods. So what that superscription tells us is that it is through self-knowledge, not knowledge, little k, capital K knowledge, a knowledge of the self through being the self. And this is why this seeing and being of yourself that you do through a disciplined meditation and spiritual practice, you actually are able to know the universe and all the gods. Okay. So as we meditate, we get inside of ourselves, and it's not inside of our brain. Okay. I think there's sometimes misconception when I say inside. I'm not talking about inside your head, as in feminine power is about what's happening from the neck down, which is not about thought. It's not about visualization. It's not about wishes and dreams. This is where desire is something that's held in the substance of the body, right? Desire is held deep inside you. Desire is beyond what we call the ordinary mental consciousness, which is the blah, blah thinking mind. You want to know yourself at great depth. You have to get beyond anything where your mind is thinking in sequential thought. Okay. Now, as we meditate, we also encounter the obstructions to our light. These in Sanskrit are called samskaras. Okay. Samskaras are the scarring of the mind. I'm not saying samsara. That is a different word that is in Pali, which is in Tibetan Buddhism. Samskara is the scarrings of the mind through experiences we've had where we close or react, whether it's this life or a past life, okay? So having the courage to go inside yourself and be with yourself, value your being. Being with yourself, you will encounter obstruction. Sometimes it comes up as pain in the body. Sometimes it comes up as not wanting to meditate. Sometimes it comes up as creative thought, anything to take you away from actually facing the reality of what's in the way. Because these big boulders of our consciousness actually get in the way of you experiencing the full-fledged glory of your light. Now, when you hit these big obstructions or when you find yourself in reaction or deflection of those things, that is actually when you need serious guidance, spiritual guidance, help, mentorship, or therapy to help you actually uncover what's called the charge that's held inside of those things. A facilitator can facilitate that if they know what they're doing in order that that boulder can, you know, be taken out of the way, right? So that you can actually feel your light. This is the work I've been doing for over 22 years. Now, the other aspect of valuing your insides, okay? I know that I do a lot of blowing out of misconceptions of things in the work I do in general because there's just so much shallow misinformation out there. But the other thing that you must value on your insides is your sexual energy. Your sexual energy. Your sexuality. Now, the world has turned sexuality into something that is one of two things. The outward appearance of sexuality, like the look and feel, or sexuality being about genitals, being about penises and pussies, right? It's not. See, sexual energy is behind all of that. It's beyond all of that. And by the way, when you get this piece, your sexual experience will completely change. At some stage, I'm going to do complete trainings on sexuality because it's such a huge topic, hugely misunderstood, poorly discussed, not discussed at all, right? So when I speak about sexual energy as a woman, you must understand that this is the feminine. If there's anything that's more about the divine feminine at its core and essence, it's sexual energy, Shakti. This is the feminine. And so as we actually embrace it in ourselves, so when we feel sexual energy, when we embrace sexuality in our body, and we own it and we love it and we don't judge it as anything but this beautiful force of the divine that runs through our own bodies, this is an important fundamental aspect of you valuing your insides. Now, we've spoken about, you know, dating with dignity. I've spoken a bit about boundaries because I want you to understand that this is the prize. This is an aspect of the prize because it's one of all of you. And you do not give this away easily. Somebody, a man, a king, must earn your body. He must earn your sexuality. And I want to be really strong about this. I've had phases when I just needed to have a lot of sex and the like and express myself, but it wasn't, I realized what I really wanted and it was actually very detrimental to my energy. And I realized, wow, why am I giving the best of myself away to these people? This doesn't make sense. I thought it was me being emancipated doing all that, but I was actually giving away one of the most essential aspects of the gift of the feminine. I just wanted you to understand that this is not a small piece. It is a big piece. It's an important fundamental piece with regard to you standing in your value and standing up for yourself. What else is on the inside of us that we value? We do want to value our mind, our wit, our abilities, our accomplishments, our success. These are things that we have manifested or we've worked toward, manifested, as we say in the Powerfully Feminine work. So We do also value this, okay? We value it in yourself. But as I say, in the dating scenario, you don't lead with that. You don't make your mind and your wit more dominant than your feminine energy. Or you're basically favoring the masculine again. This is my point here. Trust me, the real kings who are smart people adore smart women. They love having smart women around them. It's like an aspect of the value packet that comes with you. But you don't need to prove it. You don't need to push it. You don't need to emphasize it. It's going to come through your everyday experience anyway. Okay, so what else do we value from the inside? You know, the thing is, the part of us that loves and cares and, you know, when I speak about our being, you see, this is a shining of your heart. This is a generous shining of your heart when you care for people, when you have the courage to do the work, that to open yourself and to be able to be present. These are aspects of your inner insides that you must value. Your heart is beautiful. And it's another piece that a man will fall for. He falls for your heart, okay? He'll adore your body and your sexuality, but he will fall in love with your heart. And so we need to learn to be generous with our heart and share it, okay? Because that is something, again, that this man, this king, will defend for you. He will defend your heart and protect it. So the second thing I say that I want you to value is your outsides. And let's be clear, I'm not even talking about adornment yet. I'm not talking about this piece or makeup or the hair or the stuff. I'm talking about your temple, I call it, okay? So I call our body and our energy, our temple, okay? So our life force and our body is our temple. Now, this is the place spiritually that we inhabit when we're incarnated on this earth, okay? So there's crossovers here, of course, because this is actually the ground where there's crossover with the sexual energy, because sexual energy and life force, okay, that interacts with the body. We must value this. We must take care of it. And often self-care has a lot to do with taking care of our energy, taking care of our body, right? You know, you need to understand that whatever shape, whatever size, whatever ethnicity you are, acceptance of this piece is really, really important as a woman. So, you know, we've got so much bad media and miseducation about what we should look like or should, you know, the perception, this sort of visual outward perception that we get because we're just exposed to so much visual media, right? So, you know, whether it's models or magazines or actresses or all of those things that I think is on the whole, I'm not saying any individual, but on the whole, it's a whole perception of the false feminine. And the reason why I say that is, it encourages the false feminine in women because that's that what they then perceive is feminine. And it is not. And you're not seeing naked women most of the time anyway. You're seeing them adorned and you're seeing them heavily, heavily post-produced. It's called heavily touched up. Heavily touched up. Okay. As in they have a photo shoot. They've got an entire team doing makeup and clothing for them. They've got the best cameras and the best lighting on them. And they still touch them up in post-production every single time. I don't know if you know that. I know my graphic designers out there know this very, very well, okay? Because it's one of the things that you do is you touch up images. That's one of the things that you do when you're producing images in post-production, right, for graphic design. So the true feminine is a real woman. She's about as real as she gets. She's a woman who wakes up in the morning and feels good in her body. You know, she's got bedhead, crazy bedhead, no makeup on, and she rolls over and wants to make love to her king. And he thinks she's the most incredible goddess on the planet, right? So back to you, back to us here. The outside piece that we must value is this body, okay? Now, all of those perceptions that I was speaking of before end up making women suffer badly. It makes women suffer because they start to go after this perception of perfection, we'll call it, that is neither real nor attainable nor desired by the king, if I might put that in there. Kings adore women who adore their bodies. They love women that love their own body, love being in their body, love moving around in their body, love themselves naked, and take care of their body and their energy, okay? So this is back to us. This is on us. This is us valuing ourselves. This is us taking care of this form, of this temple, whatever form it came in. I know that every one of you out there has parts of your body that you judged, okay? I remember when I was young, you know, my teens through to my 20s, I judged two main things about me, okay? I hated my nose. My family has this very Roman nose. It's the Dennett line. It's called the Dennetts in my family. And I used to kind of always try to, you know, please don't get me in profile. And I had this negative relationship to my nose. And I know that it did something to my energy when I did that. And then I was living in London when I was in my very late teens, early 20s. And I met this woman, this very tall, beautiful redhead, pale skin, freckly. And she was great. She was just this force, probably, you know, 1 or 2 years older than me. And she said, "Candace, promise me you never do anything about that nose." She goes, "It's unique. It's fantastic." And it really took me aback, like, oh, this is a woman, which is beautiful, right? That was an example of sisterhood there, by the way. That was total queen move she did on me. She made me perceive this thing that I had had a bad judgment about through her eyes. She said, "Promise me you never do nose surgery or anything on that." Now, I'm a person who would never, ever do that anyway, as far back as then. But she made me realize, wow, that's just my perception of this, right? The other thing that I judged is that my breasts weren't big enough, right? How many of us, I can see all the little hands go up there, think their breasts are too big or too small or oddly shaped or whatever, whatever, okay? Because our bodies and our form and often our breasts, because they're very feminine, right? They are one of the most feminine things we sort of outwardly have in our body is our breasts. Our relationship to those does portend a lot to our relationship to our feminine, okay? So in the Powerfully Feminine Intensive, we do the beautiful breast massage, right? And that not only is great for our health and, you know, and good things for our breasts, but it gets us into relationship to our breasts. So go and rewind and review that as part of what I want you to do here with regard to valuing your outsides. But I want you to understand that when you start to really value your body and your energy like this, we start to not just accept. It might start with acceptance, but then it's going to become really loving your body, as in loving what it looks like, loving what it feels like moving around in it. A lot changes for you, okay? So I want you to understand, you know, this concept of, you know, somebody won't love you until you love yourself. Well, today we're learning exactly what that means to love yourself, right? What it's going to take to love yourself. And so when you do this, you do take care of this body, you do love it, you do, you know, feel it and take, you know, really love your feminine form, lots of things can happen for you. Your health can turn back on. You can, your periods, if you have bad periods or period pains, that can get better. Your skin can start to shine, not just because you're putting creams on it that make it look better, but something of the inside start to shine through the outsides, right? So these things really can happen. And we start to enjoy the feeling of being in the body, like we literally moving around in your temple, moving around in your body starts to feel different. And it may very well start to feel a little bit sensual and sexual. We're about to do a whole module on this, which is exciting. And I just want to finish again by restating that men adore women who love their bodies. They love that. They love that. That they're never, that these women love being naked. They love moving in their body. They can tell whether you say it or not. So a lot of what I've been speaking about today is about you standing up for you first. Now, of course, then we do it together as women. You see, queens stand up for other queens. That woman that reflected to me about my nose, that was a classy queen move, what she did for me. She had no idea that she just went straight at this thing that was a wound for me about my body. And I tell you what, I started to change my relationship to my nose and then to my body in general after that. She passed something to me that was very powerful. And then us here together, we get to keep uplifting each other. So we talk about a rise in your queen as something that you have to do for yourself. But then we, you know, that concept of we lift each other up, like that's queen moves, when we're constantly lifting each other up and we're defending each other's value together, right? But you standing up for you is about you doing things like prioritizing your time to do self-care, prioritizing your time for the feminine, right? Now, I know for many of us, we didn't feel like we had people standing up for us in our childhood, right? I certainly didn't have that. I didn't have that sense of someone defending me, protecting me, standing up for me. And so we've spoken a bit about boundaries and the learning of boundaries because, you know, when those things were normalized, like it became normal that people didn't defend you or stand up for you, and then you learnt how to do it for yourself in a way that didn't allow others to do it for you, then this is the learning. This is back to the baby steps, right? That we baby step our way toward a new paradigm, away from an old paradigm that may have become normal, but not what you want, okay? Or not what you deserve as a woman, what you're worthy of. So we're speaking about worth a lot here, but not like worth as an intellectual concept, but wow, thank you, body. You know, a number of times I will thank my body for her strength, you know, that she's well a lot of the time, especially since I came through the burnout, right? And I started to take care of her again, that, you know, that I'm ambulatory, I can walk around, I'm strong. You know, that level too, just thanking our body for what she provides for us, yeah? See, the queen stands in her value. She knows these aspects of her value, the inside and the outside of what she as an individual has, and then she values in herself. And as you do that more and more, you see, this in and of itself does start to create certain boundaries because you start to lift yourself into a sort of benchmark. Well, if you value yourself there, you will not let people treat you underneath that line. This becomes a boundary just because you're affirming it inside of yourself first and foremost, okay? And this woman knows that she, her insides, her outsides, her shining essence, her sexuality, her body, her wit, her intelligence, the whole package, her love, her heart, that this is the prize for a man. And as we spoke about understanding men who want to win you, remember they want to score points. It's a good thing, right? Let them win you. Let them win all of those things from you. Let them win that. Because as you stand in your value, they will value you more. And I want you to really understand as we conclude in this lesson today that men adore the feminine. Now, let's say kings, true kings, you know, true masculine adores the feminine. And there are so few women out there in the world today that turn up in their feminine that when you do turn up in your feminine, they're going to bend over backwards to serve the feminine in you, through you. You are feminine. Your feminine essence threads all of those things we just spoke about together. And these kings will recognize it. They will love it in you. They will serve it. They will want to provide for it. Okay? This is the polarity in action the way it can be. And it's such a beautiful experience. And I know many of you are having these experiences. And so keep sharing them in the group, because it's a giving to each other when you as a community see each other stepping up, arising more and more in your queen. It's one thing me telling you, but when you're having the experiences yourself and you're sharing with each other, it's a real gift to each other. So today what we learned was how to value yourself inside and out, how to start to recognize your own value, and how to stand up for you. Now I'm going to give you some homework. So your homework this week is that you're going to find a private time and space where nobody else is around, no kids, no husband, no partners, no housemates, whatever it is that you're dealing with. And you are going to undress in front of a full-length mirror. And I want you to really look at yourself. And I want you to look at yourself through the lens of loving eyes. And I want you to start to look for what you actually really do love about your body. What do you love about your body? So feel free to stroke parts of yourself while you're doing this, or look at yourself in a way where you feel yourself as well as look at yourself. Okay? So feel that curve. Feel that curve. But look at yourself in the mirror. Now, if this brings up strong emotions, please let them move, let them flow. Okay? It might be the very first time you've actually looked at yourself lovingly and not with criticism, critical eyes. And secondly, I want you to journal about what you feel and you see makes you a valuable person, a valuable woman, from the insides to the outsides. And then please, if you're willing, share it with the group. You know, this is an important learning for the feminine, is especially when you're learning potentially new information, is we don't want you just to take it in here. I want you to digest it, okay? Take it in. Take it into all of you. And this is part of the learning to receive, okay? We're learning to receive deeply into our substance. Sending you big love from my heart to yours. Thank you for your presence, and I will see you again next week. Bye-bye for now.